This is Dairy Radio Now, a rundown of the latest dairy news across America with Bill Baker.
Creating a space where women in dairy can learn from one another, where great ideas are shared and confidence is gained. We're talking about the Dairy Girl Network. Laura Daniels is president and founded the organization a few years ago.
Yeah, it was in 2013. We had our first event, and it was really informal. It was just a Facebook group that we started to invite really great dairy women in town, and they wouldn't know very many people. And so we thought, well, let's just invite them to dinner. We can do some networking. This will be good. So pretty soon there were 45 people at that event, and so many who knew each other's names but had never had the chance to meet in person. They said, you've got to do this again. And we said, okay. And the next year we did the same kind of invitation process, and we realized we were going to have 150 people. That was when people said, you really need to turn this into an organization and bring this to the Farm Show in Tulare, bring this to the Pennsylvania Dairy Summit, because this kind of opportunity for connection is necessary all across the nation.
Well, networking is so important, and when you talk about women in agriculture and in dairy, what are some of the things you're coming up with when you get together and network?
Well, what's happened is it started out as networking, but we realized that the women who probably need the connections the most are never going to get to World Dairy Expo. And I always credit Luann Troxell, a dairy farmer from Indiana, with really bringing this mission to Dairy Girl Network. When we asked her to be on the board, this was something that was important to her. She said, I'll do it, but we have to find a way to get information and a feeling of connectedness to women who are isolated. And since then, we've moved beyond our Connect networking events to webinars, and we have a robust private Facebook group with 4,500 people in it. And the discussion that's happening there every day are tips and ideas and really inspiration and support for these women to just share the knowledge that they have with one another.
What you put out there, you get back. The dairy industry as a whole is going to benefit from this.
Yeah, I think there's so many reasons why the time was right for this organization. And some people might think, we don't need a women's organization. The women should be out there learning with the men, interacting with the men. However, it hasn't always been that way. And so with Dairy Girl Network, we create a space where women can learn from one another, ask questions that they might not be comfortable asking in a room full of hundreds of people or at a family meeting, where they want to come into those meetings with some base knowledge to know that their questions are intelligent, because they have great ideas. They want to be part of the decisions being made at their farms, and this creates the opportunity for them to gain confidence so they're ready to take the seat at the table.
Is there a criteria or recommendation, requirement, anything that you need to join this network?
That's a great question. Yeah, the name Dairy Girl Networks might insinuate like younger women. However, this is really a dairy women's network. It is open to every woman who is interested in anything having to do with dairy. So we have lots of professionals, nutritionists, veterinarians, marketing professionals who work in the dairy business. But the large majority of our members are actually dairy farmers and dairy herd managers and calf feeders and family members who have a stake in the dairy who might not be directly related with management yet.
Thanks for visiting with us, Laura. Appreciate it.
Yeah, and if people want more information, they should go to dairygirlnetwork.com. There's a lot of good stuff there and a lot more information about the events that we're hosting across the nation.
Laura Daniels, a dairy farmer from Cobb, Wisconsin, and Dairy Girl Network founder and president.
When you add cottonseed to your feed, your cows and your bottom line come out the winners. The high fat content of cottonseed provides your cows with extra energy that they can use to increase the butterfat content of their milk. Cottonseed also helps cows maintain optimum body condition, and that adds up to a better bottom line for you.
To get the most out of your feed, just add cottonseed.
Feed your bottom line. Order online at wholecottonseed.com.
Why does a USDA license matter when choosing calf products? We'll get that answer tomorrow from Stephanie Fick from Milk Products. Stay with us for the latest news from the dairy industry. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.